Oh, that's right. I am right here, Sharp Passage Gallery, this morning, and live all the way from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, I do believe. I have Andre Bauer on the phone with us. How you doing, Andre?
Hey, Queen Anne.
How you doing?
I'm doing absolutely wonderful.
Are you enjoying life in Myrtle Beach?
I am.
Yeah?
The stress level is substantially down from being at the Capitol.
I can understand, and the stuff that keeps happening, it must be nice to be on the outside instead of on the inside.
Absolutely.
Let me ask you something. This Myrtle Beach Speedway, you went out last year in part of a group that purchased it?
A friend and I bought it.
Yeah.
The buddy of mine that owns a NASCAR racing experience, he and I bought it together, and we have redone the track, redone the stands. Couple new buildings, tore some old stuff down. The track has a history. It's 1957. It's one of the older tracks. At one time, Dale Jr. used to race there. It had a truck series race. We've talked to NASCAR about possibly trying to do something there again, but right now we have the other levels of racing. A lot of the guys that someday will be racing in the Sprint Cup Series, and we've got Bike Week coming up. We've done a haunted house at Halloween. Let me look at the schedule. We've got senior night coming up. We've got walk the dog around the track night coming up. We got the drift where the cars to come out and they do their drifting. We've got a cup, NASCAR Cup event where last year we had Denny Hamlin, Michael Waltrip, Jason White, who just got a ride in the Sprint Cup, him in the Nationwide Series, and Kyle Petty all come out and race. And the week of Darlington, that Thursday, we will have a bunch of them come out again. I don't know if Denny will be out there or not. I was with him last week. His back still bothering him. We'll have a bunch of the Cup drivers come out and race. And this year, we're going to have them racing in school buses.
Racing in school buses?
Mm-hmm.
What are these? Some of these that were retired from the school district?
They are. They are. We are recycling them.
You know, do you ever do any demolition type stuff down there?
Yeah, we have some of that too. Memorial Day, we'll have a big race. We'll have a big purse. So come on down if you want to race. Let's see, we've got.
Aren't you doing something where people can actually get the experience of riding in the race car? Are they doing any of that down there?
We do. Every Thursday through Sunday, you can come drive what's called a NASCAR racing experience and actually drive a cup car that you can drive. Whoever your hero is, whether it's Jimmy Johnson, Dale Jr., we've got their actual cars that they raced with in the last few years.
Wow.
You know, NASCAR's ever changing those cars, so they don't get to keep them long. So we've even got some cars of tomorrow, or now are cars of yesterday, but CO2 cars, we've got those. We've got Memorial Day, we've got a big event coming up, big race, $2,000 to the winner. We got Wheels of Destruction on Wednesday nights starting in June, where every Wednesday night, it's basically like you and I would remember Evel Knievel, but now the guy that kind of is the expert is a guy named Kurt Chitwood. They've been around for a long time, too, and they jump cars and flip motorcycles on ramps and take cars up on two wheels all the way around the track, so all kinds of neat stuff. We got a girl that breathes fire.
Breathes fire?
She breathes fire, so if the radio thing doesn't work out, we got a job for you down here in Myrtle Beach, Ian.
Well, you know, I've got a good voice now. That's pretty cool. Now, you know, Andre, I was looking over, because we actually have the May 13th, May 15th, that the schedule going on. We have it here. I was noticing that some of the things that you have, the homemade bikini contest is supposed to be on May 15th.
The what now?
The homemade bikini contest.
And you're coming down for that, Ann?
Yeah, that'd be me, Andre. And then I was noticing that pole dancing is big with you guys down there.
Not anybody I know, but maybe.
Well, I was just interested. You've got something for everybody there.
We do. We do. We have rides for the kids sometimes. We got some great food out there. Sticky Fingers is always cooking up some good stuff. It's a fun event. I've actually driven a race car out there several times with my friends. It is a wonderful experience, and it's right there on 501 going into Myrtle Beach, so we'd love to have you come down, but you can go to myrtlebeachspeedway.com.
MyrtleBeachSpeedway.com. Now, coming up, you are actually going to have some big-name entertainment for that area, too.
We are.
Yeah, the Moonshiners. That's a, isn't that, there's a new series about Moonshiners, and they're going to have something about that down there?
We are. We're reaching out. I know last year we even had Mario Andretti come down.
Wow. Well, I think this is truly exciting. Some weekend I'm going to have to come down there and do some broadcasting and talk to everybody down there and bring that experience back up here to Greenwood. And, you know, I think it would be great if when people are looking at going to Myrtle Beach, they'd check out the website. What's that website again, Andre?
MyrtleBeachSpeedway.com.
And, of course, Bike Week is coming up here, isn't it? It's real soon.
It is. Come on and bring your bike. We'll have a lot of events for Bike Week. A lot of vendors are going to be there. And we'll have some free concerts that week. So we're having a lot of neat things going on for Bike Week.
That's cool. Well, are you missing politics at all? I got to ask.
The only thing I miss is getting to do the Ann Eller show.
Oh, come on now. You're on the Ann Eller show.
I don't get to do it as frequently. No, I don't miss it. You know, it was 14 years of my life. It was a big part, you know, of life, half of my 20s and all of my 30s, I was in elected office, and I just ran nonstop. If somebody called with, you know, a gigantic problem, like people would call wanting Taylor Swift tickets, or it was amazing the different things people want me to try to help them with, get in colleges. It was just, you know, I was fighting for the seniors. It was a part-time job, and it was running hard for a long time. So it's been nice to come down here and get me a little farm that I've been working on and mess with the racetrack and do a few real estate deals. I bought a couple of businesses where we, you know, sold the inventory off, a furniture store and a hardware store. And so it's been to get back to what my degree in college was and what my real passion was. It was nice to kind of get down here and allow me to do those things, get to spend more time with my family.
Absolutely. Well, you know, over there in the first district, we have former Governor Sanford over there with Ms. Colbert Bush over there. What do you think about that race?
I hadn't really paid attention to it. You know, that's in a different TV market, so we don't even get their commercials.
Yeah.
You know, I've heard, you know, bits and pieces, but I really haven't paid a whole lot of attention. I saw Mark last week, and we spoke briefly, but it'll be an interesting race. Conservatives tend to benefit from special elections. When I was the senator for Newberry Union's Luda, right, tap it on your next door.
Right.
I won that in a special election. That was the only way I could have won that. Now the district change has become more conservative. But back then, it had never had a Republican senator before. So special elections tend to help Republicans, and it will help Mark Sanford. If it's enough to win, you know, it remains to be seen.
Absolutely.
You know, a lot of them may be predicated on how he does in the debate next week.
Absolutely. So everybody will be watching that one. Of course, there's a lot of interesting issues on that, but I think it's great that you have found something that you're passionate about. Now, I want to know, was this a precursor just to be able to get into racing as a job here? You going to get on the circuit?
Well, there's a charter school down here with a lot of the kids that haven't been able to find their way in the customary uniform South Carolina school. And so they have found their way into the charter school, which is directly across the track, and they teach them auto mechanics, how to, you know, the pit crew. They teach them how to build the cars, and they've tried to get me in that car to race it for them, and I've thought about it, and I may end up doing it. I've gone out there and practiced with them a couple times, so who knows what the next chapter will be.
Well, Andre, I know you got to go. I really appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to call us up here in Greenwood, and hopefully I'm going to make it down there, and we'll do something fun and bring it all to the folks back here in Greenwood.
Well, I love Ann Eller, so I love doing your show. Anytime you want me on, just give me a call. I got a lot of great friends in Greenwood. My buddy Paul Kennemore over there, he and I went to Joe Frazier's funeral last year together,
right,
with Larry Holmes, and I saw Furman Self last week, so I keep bumping into the folks of Greenwood.
Well, you know, they're everywhere. You cannot escape them. So, Andre, I'll be looking forward to talking to you again real soon.
All the best, my friends. I hope y'all have a super, super day. God bless.
All right. Thanks so much, Andre. Bye-bye.